Father, we give you thanks. Each part do his own job. The whole church will get benefit. Help us not to be a lazy sluggard, and help us to be diligent in your work. As we are faithful in serving you and honor you, I pray that you do not let us be put to shame. When you talk to us, we listen to you, we pay attention to what you have to say to us. When we cry out to you, O Lord, I pray that you hear our prayer too. And bless us. Isn't it you told us that surely I will reward each person according to what they have done. And I pray that. May your word be fulfilled in our life, so that we not only be the hearer of your word, we want to be the doer of your word, and so that we be blessed by you. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, and so that not by our own strength we do your work. Not by might nor by power, but by the Holy Spirit, we can perform and do and your work, and so that we be blessed by you. I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So in the church, you see that a lot of people, they are not fellow worker. In other words, when we see that God is at work and some other people are not doing the work, and then the church will not grow as planned. Take a look at chapter 12, verse 6. The Bible says there are different kinds of working, but the same God work all of them in all men. I like the NASB translation instead of NIV translation say, God work all of them. The Chinese translation is very proper, is correct. But the same God work all things, not work all of them. Work all things in all men. When you do a good job, make sure you know that it is God who is at work in you. He moves you. So God works all things in all men. I want you to change that word instead of say God works all of them. It's not God works all of them. God works all things in all men. I read that to you. I want you to write that down right beside here. Chapter 12, verse 6. You write down Romans. Chapter 8. Romans. Chapter 8. You write down 28, 32, and 37. I read that to you. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. God works in all things. And then, verse 32, he is God. God, who did not spare his own son, Jesus Christ, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with Jesus Christ, graciously give us all things? God give us all things. How do I know he give us all things? If he did not spare his one and only son and give it to us, he will give us all things. If he give us the best, all the rest he will give it to you. Verse 37, no, in all things, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loved us. For I am convinced, and then I jump there to the latter part of verse 39, and I'm convinced that nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In all these things, we are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who loves us. And I also want you to turn to Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 to 13. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. When you do a good job, make sure you give a glory back to God, because it is God who is at work in you, who moved you to do that. Who moved you to do that so that you can get blessing. I read that one more time. Verse 13. For it is God who works in you. God not only works in you, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 6, God works all things in all men. So when you get the blessing, make sure you tell other people how you get the blessing, so that they too can get the same blessing that you receive. Then God will give you more blessing. Everybody say, amen. So in chapter 2, in Philippians, verse 13, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to God's good purposes. So, when you listen to him, by the time when you are in trouble, in distress, you cry out to him, you say, here I am. What do you want? And I will give it to you. When you pay attention to him, when he moves in you, then he can answer your prayer and bless you. I want you to turn to Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 17. Jesus said to them, my Father is my Father God, is always at his work. To this very day, and I too am working. I give you all these Bible verses. Why? Why do I give you all these Bible verses? What am I trying to tell you? What I'm trying to tell you is, as the member of the church, as the member of the body of Christ, as we are part of the body, you do your job. Do not be lazy. Everybody say? I didn't hear that. Everybody say? If God is at work to this very day, if my Lord Jesus Christ is at work also to this very day, you don't fold your hand and don't do anything at the church. You do not know the consequences of that until you are in deep trouble. Then you know the difference. By that time, it's kind of late. I want you to write that down right beside 5:17. Jesus said, it's not John said. It's not Pastor John said. Jesus said to them, said to all of his disciples, said to all people, my Father God is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working. I want you to write that part right beside 517. And I want you to, first of all, write that down in your Bible. You write down Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 12. I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. Right beside what I have been doing, you write down 517. By 517, you write down 1412. I read that one more time. Jesus said, I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in Jesus Christ will do what I have been doing. And he will do even greater things than this, because I'm going to the Father. What does it mean by he going to the Father? I want you to write that down. Going to the Father. You write down Romans chapter 8, verse 34. He's going to the Father and pray for you so that you're not being lazy. You being smart. Do what you're supposed to do. 8:34 Roman. Who is he that condemned? Who is he that condemned? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at his right hand of God, is at the right hand of God, and is also interceding for us. When Jesus Christ entered into heaven, and then he didn't stop working, he continued to pray for us so that we be blessed. And I pray that brother and sister understand this teaching. If Jesus Christ is still at work to this day, and help us not to be lazy, and help us to do our part. I read that in verse 12 again. I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in the Lord Jesus Christ will do what I have been doing, and he will do even greater things than this, because I'm going to the Father, sit by his right hand and intercede for you. Pray that you have the wisdom and understand his work so that you're going to bear fruit. When you see him face to face, you won't see him with an empty hand. You're going to see him with blessing. When you do your work, and when you are in trouble, you cry out to him, he hears your prayer. Verse 13. I will do whatever you ask in my name. Why would he do everything you ask in his name? Because he asked you to work, and you work. And he's going to continue to bless you. So that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. You do your job, Jesus Christ will do his job. You write that down right beside Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17. Jesus said, I love those who love me, those who seek me and find me. And 36, who find me, find life, and receive favor from God. If you don't do your work, you won't find Jesus. You don't do your work, you don't love Jesus. You don't do your work, your prayer is powerless. It's not powerful. You don't know when you need the Lord. Am I right? It is God who is at work in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. You do his will, I guarantee you, be able to enter the kingdom of God with honor, with blessing, and with favor, and with life, with prosperity, and with wealth. The kind of wealth I'm talking about is enduring wealth that can last forever and ever. So I want to explain these Bible verses in a different way. I hope that you won't say that it's obscene, okay? Do you know that a lot of ladies, they want to make themselves beautiful? What do? The hair in here, what do? They pluck it out. And then they use the what you call that? They paint that. I shouldn't say paint. They write it, They tattoo it? No, I don't mean tattoo it. That one. No, I'm saying some girl, they shave it, and then they use the pen to paint it. To draw the shape. Yeah, that's it. To draw the shape. Brother and sister, God arranged the hair in here. It's to protect when you work hard, when you are sweating, give you enough time. Because when it's sweating, your body, unless you don't pay attention, if you pay attention, you see that the sweat is dripping. And then you get enough time, your hand can help out to wipe it. Instead of that sweat enter into your eyeball and you can't see. But some girl thinking that they say, God, you know, my eyebrows doesn't look good, you know. I don't need that. I don't need that. I gotta shave it. If you don't have to work in the job site, it's okay. But one of these days, you can be in deep trouble. Okay? Now I talk about another hair in your armpit. Do you know that? Now the worldly point of view. If you raise your hand and you have a short sleeve, okay, or no sleeve, sleeveless, you raise your hand, and when people see your armpit hair, so hand out. If someone see your armpit hair, from the worldly point of view, is it beautiful or gross? Is beautiful or gross? From the worldly point of view. If it is from the godly point of view, divine point of view, it is gross or is God's wisdom? Still gross? So are you telling me God decides things? God put the hair over there? And God arranged it? And God combined it? So that each part do the job? Do you know what? If you have to make a dough, you know, chai min fun, I guarantee you're going to sweat. When you sweat, using that hair to separate the skin, I guarantee you, sooner or later, you're going to have some kind of a skin disease. When you see my armpit hair, you say, praise God for his design, instead of say, gross. If you think that the worldly people don't want to see that, You put on long sleeve clothing instead of sleeveless one. Okay? Don't ever say gross again. When you say gross, that means you haven't even offered yourself as a living sacrifice. You follow the pattern of this world. You're not following God's way. And it is God is at work. God works in all things. in all men. You say his design is the best. It's the best. That's why nowadays some people have bald hair, don't have not much of a hair, and then they shave it. They are not wise. The hair is to protect your brain. Have you ever heard, lady, Apple X? Some people use it in the Canadian weather and find out it stopped functioning because too cold. Do you know that if it's too cold, your brain is not functioning? You need that kind of hair to protect your head or skull. Okay? Don't ever think one part only do one thing. One part do multiple things. I give you another illustration. Talk about the heart. Oh, as far as the medical people is concerned, oh, heart. The heart is to pump the blood. Make sure pump it at the right sequence. And the other day, I read the medical journal. I found out that in our blood vessel, they have section by section, you know? So I just wondering, you know, inside our body, there's so many blood vessels. How can the heart, you know, pump it, you know, from the bottom of the feet all the way to the head? You know, how can it be? Now I found out God decide is the best. He put in section by section, just like there's a, have you ever heard that the ship can ride to the mountain? Do you know how? Section by section. Let's say this is the slope. Okay? You have this section, and the water is here, the ship is here. And then by the time you reach here, open the gate, and then enter into it, shut the gate, and then the ship will go up. Same concept. The blood can keep pumping section by section so that you don't need so much blood pressure to pump the blood. All these are designed by God. Without this one, we all die. Don't ever think God design is no good. God design is the best. If there's no section by section, there's a tiny valve. If there's no section by section, you cannot keep pumping it. It's amazing, eh? Right? Heart not only help the blood to pump, to circulate, keep on circulating, because the blood can carry bacteria, can carry all the bad things, and then go to the liver, kidney, and then the filter. Each part has to do your job. If the kidney refuses to filter the blood, then you're going to have poison, and you're going to die pretty soon. Brother and sister, you go to the church, you make sure you know what is your part. You refuse to do the job, you destroy the body, and God will destroy you. But before God destroy you, he will take away your honor. And when I was at university, in the spring break, a lot of Caucasian, they go on ski trip, and very happily, by the time after spring break, they have cast in here, cast in there, okay? Because they have a broken bone in here and there. When they put a cast in there, and then because this leg has no more strength, you can't walk, so put a cast, and then what happened? 3 months later, the cast was taken away. The muscle will strain. You don't exercise, you don't work according to God's plan, God take away the power. And you become weaker and weaker. The more you exercise, the more you become stronger. The more people ask you to serve in the church, so you have to prepare at home and read it.
two times, three times, four times, you know who get the benefit? You yourself get the benefit first. And then when you read out loud and people can understand what you're reading, you benefit yourself first and you benefit other people. When someone asks you to do your job and you just say, oh, I don't even know I do the job, and then you read the first time, you're gonna read it with a lot of difficulty. And besides, when you after reading it, you don't even know what you're reading. Don't do that. It is an honor to be able to serve God. God did not need you. I tell you why. God created man and woman on the sixth day at the very end. And after that, he took a Sabbath. In other words, he made the mountain so high, he didn't have to ask you permission. Should I make it that high? He said, let there be light, and there was light. He don't need us. But after he create everything, and he say, Christopher, I want you to look after that. He say, yes, sir. It is an honor for me to be able to do that. Not that he cannot do it. He can do it faster, better. But he give us opportunity to learn. Just like, especially, training to be a mentor of a young physician, train him to be a good physician. Just like Ian told me that the client now they cut budget, and because of the wrong dimension, the engineer missed that, the client stamped it, and then previous engineer from his company stamped it, and now found out the dimension is wrong. It's 1.5 million short. You know what? 1.5 million, you can hire 10 engineers. But they cut the budget, and the engineer do not have the time to check it. You know who's going to suffer? Both parties going to suffer. And you stamp the drawing, you don't even check it. If someone sue you, you can lose your license because you're not doing your part. All right? Brother and sister, each heart has to do his own work. You don't do it, God's going to take away the honor. God is going to take away the blessing, take away your strength, and give it to someone else. Yesterday, we studied the book of Isaiah chapter 41. Israelite refused to serve God. You say, you don't want to serve me? That's fine, no problem. I'm going to raise up a person from the east. His name called Nebuchadnezzar. He's the king of Babylon, and he's going to serve me. He's going to discipline you. He disciplines you so that you're going to turn around. He disciplines you not to destroy you, unless you refuse to be changed. Brother and sister, do your part. Whatever God has done, you praise God. Now, go back. Chapter 12, verse 6. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. I should say, God works all things in all men. And God gives you all things in all men. So that in all things, we are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. Nothing in heaven and on earth can separate you from the love of God. And then, let's see what else God has done. In verse 18, but in fact, God has arranged, circle this few words. God has arranged, this is one of the things that God worked in all men. You write that down. Chapter 12, verse 6, God worked all things. Right beside that, you say, God has arranged. Arranged the part in the body. Put the hair in the right part. Put the valve in the right part. Okay, now talk about heart. I forget the other way, we forget it. The heart not only is used to pump the blood, the heart according to the Bible, is for you to hide the word within your heart. You have to have the word of God within your heart. The heart has multifunction. Medically is to pump the blood. Spiritually is to hide the word of God within your heart, lest you sin against it. That's why we say it's gross. You know what? God sees that. You better confess your sins right now. Don't say things that God makes this gross. You just try that. Whatever your supervisor arranged, combine, establish, and you say, that is gross. I don't think you will keep the job very soon. Everybody say? Everybody say? It's not gross. It's beautiful. I'm not trying to defend God. God did not need me to defend him. I want you to turn to Psalm 139. Take a look at what King David has said. Psalm 139, verse 13. For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you. David didn't say, that's gross. David say, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You know what? You know why King David gets blessing? That's the reason for that. Okay? He said, I praise you, God, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in a secret place, when I was woven together in the depth of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, and I'm still with you. When I'm awake, that means right beside when I'm awake, you write down 17:15. Psalm 17:15. What do you mean awake? Awake from sleep? No, that's not what he means. He means all these two portions of the scripture was written by King David. 17:15, and I in righteousness I will see your face when I awake. When I'm resurrected from the dead, I will see Jesus Christ in righteousness face to face. I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness. Brother and sister, it is not gross. It is good. You know what? The world tried to shame God, and all these people will be put to shame and confusion in due time. All right? Take a look at what God has done. God has arranged the part in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. No part was by accident. Every part of the body, whether hair, whether valve, whether eyes, you know the eye? Eyes not just for seeing. Okay? When you look at a person's eye, you know that whether he's awake or he's sleepy. When you are tired, your eyes reflect that. Do you know that? Okay? When you see your boyfriend,
Oh, you have a bright eye.
I say same thing when you see your girlfriend, right? Isn't it, Linda? See the one that you like?
You have smiling face.
You know?
For the Japanese, I can't even see the eyeball because so happy. You look at the eye. You see a lot of things. Not just the eye to see things. Brother and sister, I tell you one thing. When you are driving, make sure you don't put the earplug and listen to the music. Make sure your eyes are alert.
Yesterday, I see the news. There's a lady carrying a big object. Don't even watch and cross the traffic light. Okay, is what you call is it is her right of way because it's a green for her to walk through. She walked through it. She didn't use her eyes to watch it. And you know why I see that? It's amazing because the Lord knows that I'm going to preach today. On Friday, Bible study. On my way home, the road is very slippery. But during that road is a park. It's also a children playground. So now it's 30 kilometers per hour when we go there. But on our way back, it's after 9 o'clock. So I can go a little bit farther, faster. Lo and behold, there's a couple, young men, I think it's 20, you know, both of them. Knowing that my car is running, approaching them, and they don't even look at me. I say one of these days, this person will be knocked out. Not that I don't want to stop, I may not be able to stop it because slippery. And I just say that. And then yesterday, Saturday, I see the news. The car has a 90 degree turn. And the couple walking in this way, knock her down. And I see her body flying up. You still can see in the Yahoo, in the whatever news there. Jump it down and have a severe injury. Brother and sister, if God give you the eye, you cross the road, you testing message, you do anything other than looking after your body, you can destroy your own life. Never test in while you're driving. Never do that. Put it, do not disturb. Okay? You don't do your part, one of these days, you're going to suffer. When you suffer, you're going to regret for the rest of your life because you don't do your part. Your part supposed to what? Your eyes to see. You know why you don't turn on the loud speaker? Because you have to hear someone driving a motorcycle. You know why the motorcycle, the engine is so loud? Do you know why? Motorcycle cannot be electric. Even though if it's electric, they say they have to be create some kind of a noise so as to let other people know, I don't have a casing to protect me. My body is protecting myself. So when I'm approaching, I turn on the engine, make sure that you hear me, I'm coming. Brother and sister, when you drive, you use your eyes, use your ear. Make sure that each part do his own thing. Or else you're going to regret. Accident has to have two people make the same mistake at the same time in the same place. Otherwise, the accident can be prevented. You don't see, they don't see, and that's it. That's the accident. God has arranged the part in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. No exception. Everything is wonderfully made, wonderfully designed. We do our part. Second, verse 24. God has combined, circle these three words. God has combined the member of the body
and has given greater honor to the part that lacked it. Okay? God not only has arranged it, God has combined it together, whereas human being take it away. You know what? When I just explain what the Bible says, you won't take it. When I say the eyebrow, the hair, you will understand it. Some girls say it's not beautiful. I take it away, right? Right? You say, God, you make a mistake. God never make mistake. You make a mistake. You don't know why he put it there. Each part he arranged it. Each part he combined it. That hair is protect your eyes. Protect your eyes, that means protect your entire body. Can you imagine when you're sweating? You know, when I teach my daughter, you know, to drive, she's sweating, you know. How do I know she's sweating? After the test drive and all that, I shake her hand, you know, I touch her hand, it's all sweat, you know what I mean? It's kind of scary. Unfortunately, she passed it once. And I remember at that time I don't have a car. I rent a car to do the training. And only 10 hours, I think I failed, I don't know, three times, four times, something like that. Because not enough time to drive. Not that she's smarter than me, I don't think so. Okay? Not that. Just that I tell her not to go for the exam. Take 1 year and drive it. You're getting so used to it. When you write the exam, you're not scared. Because you're well prepared. And I'm not prepared. I don't have the money. I don't have a car. My father's not around. Okay? Right? Brother and sister, make sure we use our eyes, we use our ears, not only while we are driving, especially when we go to the church to listen. Hear that word and hide that within your heart so that you know what to do. It is for your own good. You honor God arrangement, you honor God combination. Finally, God established. Will you please turn to chapter 12, verse 27. Now you are the body of Christ. Each one of you is a part of it. And in the church, God has appointed, or God has established. God has appointed, first of all, apostle, second, prophet, third, teachers, then worker of miracle, and also those having gifts of healing, and those able to help others, and those with gifts of administration, and those speaking in different kinds of tongues. God has appointed them. That's why Paul says, in chapter 12, verse 6, there are different kinds of working, but the same God work all things in all men. God work all things in all men. Thing number one, God has arranged the part in the body, every one of them, no exception, just as he wanted them to be. So if you want to be a co-worker of God, fellow work of God, make sure you do God's word. When he arranged it, you do not divide. When he combined it, you follow his instruction. You don't take it away. Because eventually, you're going to suffer. While you are driving, you don't use your ear. You don't use your eye. One of these days, you're going to suffer. Pay attention. I don't care how much money you make.
When you hit someone that is important, he's going to shoot you, and you're going to lose everything because of one thing. And I'm not kidding you. Okay?
Thing number two, God works all things. If God has combined the member of the body and has given greater honor to the part that lack it. Thirdly, God has appointed different member of the body to do different tasks. Some are more important, some are less important. I don't care whether more important or less important. We need each other. Now I go back to explain word by word. There are four senses of humility. What is four senses of humility? You say, oh, I'm not I, so I don't belong to the body. That is false sense of humility. In fact, they are proud. They destroy God's word. Because God works in all things, in all men. And you say, I'm not part of it. God arranged it, you are part of it. God combined it, you are part of it. God appointed it, you are part of it. You say, no, I'm not part of it. You are opposing God. You think you will get blessing if you oppose God? I don't think so. So I read that in verse 12. The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts. And though all its parts are many, they form only one body. So is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body. I believe all the Apostolic Bible Church people, they all baptized by one Spirit into one body already. But not everyone were given the one Spirit to drink. But God said, we were all given the one Spirit to drink. We don't use our eyes to see that. We don't use our ear to hear that. We were all given one Spirit to drink. That means we have to drink that Spirit daily so as to make your body healthy and allow Jesus Christ to take control of your life so that you won't say things that is wonderfully made, you say that gross.
When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you know that you not only were baptized by one Spirit into one body, and you were all given the one Spirit to drink. You have to drink the Holy Spirit daily. Read the Word of God with your eyes, listen with your ear, and hide that within your heart so that your entire body is healthy. No sickness, even though you are sick, and then when you cry out to God, God hear your prayer. Verse 14. Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say it's proud, it's a false sense of humility. Because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body. It would not, for that reason, cease to be part of the body. Because God has arranged it. God has combined it. God has appointed that. You have your gifts. Maybe your gift is serving. You say, no, I don't need that. I only need the apostle. I only need the prophet. You don't say things like that. You don't say you do not belong to that. Even though this hair in here is so tiny, it belongs to that part. Have you ever heard people saying? Some people cut the hair in the nose. Have you ever cut the hair in your nose? You never cut the hair in your nose? You're not man. You're man. Monkey hair? That hair, I tell you, when you are asleep, all these kind of insects, they're going to fly around. They get it. Some people, they cut it so clean, there's no filter. And they implant something there. They lay some egg in there. Man. And then that egg go into the brain. I'm not kidding you. You know, you can cut, if it's taking out too much, you can cut a little bit.
Don't get in there and kind of clean, okay? And shave it clean, okay? Don't ever do that. All right? Oh, man. So, where are we? And then verse 17, if the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? You know, don't ever think the snow is not important. The snow is very important. You see things, it's very beautiful. By the time you pick it up, it's melty, you don't eat it, okay? Because it's poisonous, right? It gives you a pungent smell, then you stop it. Although it looks good. You need that part to tell you, don't do that. Okay? Then, if the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the part in the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts but one body. Verse 21. The eyes cannot say to the hand, that is proud too. I don't need you. First of all, you don't say because I'm not part of it. I'm not you, then I'm not part of it. Don't say that. Nor being bully other people, I don't need you. We need each other. Whether you have great gifts or you have small gifts, right? We need each other. The body, we need that kind of hair, including the one. Armpit hair. Am I right? So, actually, it is beautiful. You know? Do you know that when you're getting older, you know where you lose the hair? Your armpit. Okay? Then you're not functioning. When you're healthy, a lot of hair. When you're getting older, you lost the hair. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. Pretty good. Yeah. Amen. Wonderful to make, right? That's what I'm trying to say, because they want to look beautiful. And then they spray some kind of wax there to stop it from perspiration. And the water supposed to come out, you stop it. And that means the kidney going to work double hard. You destroy your body. You don't know the medical why God do that. And then you think you're smarter than God. You know this kind of, I don't know what you call that. I never bought it. I see some people, you know. After you shave the hair, you wax it, right? So that you stop it from perspiration. Am I right? What do you call that? Yeah, the odorant, right? But I tell you, when you're in the bus, you smell that? That's life, you know? That's life in there, you know? He's alive, you know? Okay? Oh, man. Oh man, you know, don't just say, you know, gross, you know, don't say that. You say, good, you know, that's alive, that you're a human being, you know. What's coming in, what's coming out, right? When the Indian raise the hand, you smell curry, you know that, right? The Chinese people chop suey, you know, Italian pizza, you know, same thing, you know, it's okay, you know, right? Now go back, verse 21, the eyes cannot say to the hand, I don't need you, and the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. We don't say we don't need you, we say you are indispensable, we need you so much. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable part need no special treatment. But God has arranged the presentable part and unpresentable part together. Common part and special part together. God combined them together so as to make that one body. But God has combined the member of the body and given the greater honor to the part that lacked it, and so that there should be no division in the body, and that each part should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffer, every part suffer with it. That's a body. If one part is honored, every part rejoices. The reason why God gives different kind of gifts, so that the body can grow together. Now, you are the body of Christ. Each one of you is a part of it. And in the church, God has appointed, first of all, apostle, second prophet, third teacher. Why? Is to teach us God's word. And then we have worker of miracle, also having gifts of healing, and those to help others, and those with gifts of administration, and those speaking in different kind of tongue, are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers. Do all work miracle? No. We all do our part. Do all have gifts of healing? No. Do all speak in tongue? No. Do all interpret? No. But eager desire the greater gift. Brother and sister, in verse 11, all these spiritual gifts are the work of the one and only Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives spiritual gifts, plural, to each one, just as he determined. But if you think that you need more gifts, you can ask for it too. Our Heavenly Father, help us to be a co-worker with you. Whatever you have worked in all things, in all men, whatever you have arranged, you have combined, you have appointed, help us to work together with you to be a co-worker of Jesus Christ. So that in due time, when we build your church, we give all the honor, glory back to you. And we will receive reward from you too. I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.